This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
It's time for Milo to talk some more sport around the Limestone Coast.
Morning again, listeners. Milo, Triple M, we're talking local sport, and of course it's all go at the Ice House again, MG Plaster South East Coast Basketball League. Welcome back, Matty Sutton.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's all go. It's come in a rush. Winter season done and dusted. A bit of a break back into it. Now the men, gee, straight from the top, two of the teams, Bulldogs Red 103, defeated Bulldogs Blue 80, and Cougars 102, not to be outdone, defeated Roos 58. So in both those games, everyone was on target.
Yeah, it's good. Bass is back to normal in summer, and people found their rhythm and they just hit the ground running, which is, really entertaining.
Well, a big tick to Cats, 58 going down to reigning winter premiers Panthers, 69. So that all looks good for the season ahead for the Millicent boys.
Yeah, well, I dare say top two sides, and I've heard Millicent potentially have a gun recruit on the way, so they're only going to get stronger. But yeah, it was a really good first up matchup between those two teams.
Okay, now the girls, Cats 69. They defeated Cougars 50, so a reasonable hit out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's always pleasing. Again, it's a tough competition in the women's. They're playing fast paced basketball, and it's really good to watch.
Now, Saints carried on, winter premiers, of course, and they're obviously going to be favourites at this stage. But well done, Bulldogs Roos. They only went down by 14, so something to build on.
Yeah, they were playing up the floor, and they were playing really fast, which is really pleasing to watch. They got a smaller group this season. But yeah, with Jasmine controlling the game, Jasmine Howe for the Saints, they'll definitely be the favourites again.
Now, obviously a big weekend at Millicent for the junior tournament. Lakers come away with a few pennants, under 16 boys, Div 1 and 2, and the under 18 men in Div 1, they played off, of course, and obviously a lot of grand final performances. So back in action, and that tells us on the horizon, and the tournament at Mount Gambier is ready to go, and nominations will be coming in.
Yeah, so we're all gearing up for our tournament. But full credit to Millicent in a strange year to get a tournament going, and they're sort of lumped with other tournaments in Adelaide that they were competing with, as well as grand final day. So hats off to them for creating an opportunity for our kids to play basketball, which we thoroughly enjoyed.
And all the best to Maddie Burkfield and the troop that are heading to Loxton. You've got to love your basketball, and we'll wait with interest how they go, because that's a bit of interstate rivalry. Now, just quickly, this week's round of matches tonight, MG Plaster's men's. We have Bulldogs Red and Roos. Now, Tommy Daly blew the cobwebs out. Is he really ready to dominate?
Yeah, I think he'll take another week to get his legs right under him. They've got a really young group out at the Roos, so I think they're going to have a really enjoyable season. I don't think they'll have the, dare I say it, the successes when I was there, Milo. they'll be working their butts off, and I think they're going to have a really, really enjoyable season.
Yeah, continual improvement. Now, Cats and Bulldogs Blue, Cats should win that one?
Yeah, I think so. But I dare say the Bulldogs Blue, if they get hot from the perimeter, this would be a close game.
Now, reigning premiers Panthers will do battle with the Cougars troop. Panthers for me?
Yeah, I agree. Cougars, with the addition of Sam Stafford, a lot tougher, so I think they'll push them. But yeah, I dare say the Panthers will get that one.
Won't forget the girls. Round two of a season of 15. Bulldogs Roos, who are on the improve, will clash with Cougars. So Bulldogs Roos are going to find out where they're at early.
Yeah, it'd be a really good test. They're playing some really good basketball, and they're getting up the floor and playing fast. Which they have to do, because they just don't have the size that the Cougars have.
And the battle of the feline troop, Cats and Panthers, who do you like in that one?
I dare say the Cats, but again, Panthers are tough, and they have some really, you know, fast players that can hurt you from the inside and out. So I think the Cats, but at the same time, I would be surprised if Panthers got that one.
Matty Sutton, as always, thanks for your time. Keep the ball in front of you, and we'll catch up next Wednesday morning.
Cool, no worries.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M, and always online at triplem.com.au.